watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games.
Slam Getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
And good afternoon. We welcome you to LP Franz Stadium, Hickory, North Carolina. Game two of the six-game series between the Asheville Tourist and your Hickory Crawdads this afternoon. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on what is another gorgeous day. We did have some clouds roll through during batting practice this afternoon. We do have a couple of clouds that are kind of wisping through the foothills of North Carolina, but it should be a great night for baseball. Temperatures in the upper 70s heading into this contest. Starting this game an hour earlier than last night's contest in preparation for tomorrow's Education Day game that will get started at 11 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 10:45. For that contest, last night, the Asheville Tourist, they drew the first game in their favor on Tuesday night, a 4-3 win against the Hickory Crawdads. This was a Asheville club that put together a three-run fourth inning, and that really was the difference in this contest, as they were able to scratch across the three runs in the fourth inning. The Hickory Crawdads had a chance to get back into the game, but their rally in the eighth inning fell just a little bit short with Anthony Gutierrez being cut down at home plate to cut down the potential of a bigger number on the board for the Crawdads last night. The good news for the Crawdads is they held the club with the biggest OPS in the South Atlantic League to four hits. Just four singles, no extra base hits. So the Tourist didn't really slug the ball all that well last night, but they were able to take advantage of seven walks by the Hickory Crawdads pitching staff as they got the 4-3 win. The bullpen was very solid last night. This was a bullpen that in 5 2/3 innings of action only gave up two base hits. They struck out, I think, seven in the contest from the bullpen core, something that this club will need to continue to do, especially as the margins are tighter and tighter throughout the course of this week. Perhaps the Crawdads can get some offense going this evening as they'll send Mitch Bratt to the bump, a left-hander, of course, as they'll be going against Nick Swanson. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll get you some numbers in preparation for tonight's 6 o'clock start between the Tourist and your Crawdads, all coming up on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Back here at LP Franz Stadium, just a little bit before we have action at 6 o'clock this evening on the Crawdads Radio Network. Of course, with the 4-3 win last night for the Asheville Tourists, they moved their record to 7-8 overall. They snap a three-game losing skid as they took on Rome over the course of the weekend. But they got back to winning ways last night in that 4-3 win against the Crawdads. The Crawdads last night with the loss, their record falls to 5-10 as they find themselves two full games behind the Asheville Tourists, 4.5 games back of Bowling Green, which is now 5 games back of Bowling Green. The reason for that, Bowling Green took on Hudson Valley this morning as they had their version of a Education Day contest that started at 11 a.m. That was a 3-2 win for Bowling Green as they now have an 11-6 record. That is the best record in the South Atlantic League South. Hudson Valley falls to 9-7 here in the very early portion of the schedule. Of course, these divisions are split season divisions, so you will have a winner of the first half and the second half. Of course, the Hickory Crawdads last year took advantage of a really good start of the second half. They won 15 consecutive games beginning at the very tail end of the first half of the year, and they were able to ride that out to a 5.5 game lead when they would ultimately clinch the South Division's second half over Bowling Green, which is what gave them the opportunity to face off against the first half champion, the Greenville Drive, in that best of three series in last year's 2024 playoffs. We've got the lineups. Let's go ahead and look at those this afternoon. First, we'll start with the visitors, the Asheville Tourists. Jaron Williams will lead off. He'll be at second base. Last night, of course, he was at third base. He was 2-for-4 in the game. Had the big blow in the contest, a 2-run single to put the club out in front 4-2 in the course of that ball game in that 3-run fourth inning. Batting second, Tyler Whitaker, the left fielder, comes in with a .289 average. Colin Price will bat third. He did not play last night. He's going to get the start this evening at first base. Luis Baez will bat cleanup. He'll be in right field. John Garcia, who did not play, he'll bat fifth. He'll be the catcher this evening. Pascanel Ferreras will bat sixth. He'll be at shortstop. Logan Cerny will bat seventh in center field. Luis Encarnacion will bat eighth. He'll be the designated hitter this evening. And Austin Deming will bat ninth. He'll be over at third base. So the lineup again for the Tourist: Williams, Whitaker, Price, Baez, Garcia, Ferreira, Cerny, Encarnacion, and Deming. As that will be the order that Mitch Bratt faces the southpaw for the Hickory Crawdads. If we flip the lineup card over, let's take a look at the Crawdads order this evening. Jason Morabell lead off. He'll be the designated hitter this evening. Batting second will be Tucker Mitchell. Tucker Mitchell went 2-for-3 last night, so a multi-hit ball game for Mitchell to go with a stolen base. We'll talk about stolen bases a little bit later on in this contest. Sebastian Walcott bats third. He's going to be at shortstop. Quincy Scott, he's going to get a start tonight at first base. Anthony Gutierrez bats fifth. He'll be in center field. Ben Blackwell, who had a multi-hit game last night, he's going to bat sixth. Batting seventh will be Yossi Galan. Yossi Galan, the left fielder, will bat seventh, followed by Daniel Mateo. Mateo in right field this evening. He will bat eighth. And then batting ninth will be Jace Easley, the third baseman. So recapping the lineup again: Morabell, Mitchell, Walcott, Scott, Gutierrez, Blackwell, Galan, Mateo, and Easley. Because that'll be the starting nine for Chad Comer's club against Nick Swanson. Nick Swanson, no record on the year, 6.00 ERA in 9 innings. He's given up 12 hits, 6 runs. They're all earned. Six walks, 10 strikeouts, a .333 average against. As we are just moments away from getting started on this Wednesday afternoon, tomorrow we start at 11. 10:45 will be the airtime. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll be that much closer to first pitch action here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Back here in Hickory, just moments before we get started this evening, in the second of six games between the Tourist and your Hickory Crawdads. The schedule this evening, this is the only game that's going to be starting at 6 o'clock, as we do have four contests that will start an hour later. That'll be Wilmington taking on the Brooklyn Cyclones at 7. Rome will travel to Winston-Salem to take on the Dash at 7 o'clock. At 7:05, Greensboro and Greenville face off against one another. And then, of course, at 7:05, Jersey Shore and Aberdeen will wrap up this day of action in the South Atlantic League. As I mentioned earlier in the pregame show, Bowling Green with a 3-2 win over Hudson Valley as Bowling Green stretches out their lead in the South Atlantic League. They have an 11-6 record. Wilmington, by percentage points, has the best record in the South Atlantic League with both divisions. As they're 11-5 coming in to tonight's action. For the Crawdads, last night they out-hit the Asheville Tourist. That was the good news. They had an opportunity in the eighth inning to draw even. They forced the Asheville Tourist to execute a perfect relay. They were able to do that as they cut down Anthony Gutierrez at home plate, trying to score to tie the ball game. Perhaps the fortunes of this Crawdads club a little better this evening, as Mitch Bratt will be on the bump this evening for the Crawdads. We're getting ready to take it down to the field for our national anthem this evening. And then once we have the national anthem, we'll be ready for play here on this Wednesday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll get interactive here in a matter of innings. Here on the Crawdads Radio Network, we're going to take it down to the field for our national anthem.
Thank you.
And a pleasant, good Wednesday evening to you. So glad that you could join us on the Crawdads Radio Network tonight, listening in on HickoryCrawdads.com as well as MILB.TV and the Bally's app. Brian Rushing here with you on this Wednesday night. The Hickory Crawdads would love to get back to some winning ways. They lost last night's game 4-3. Of course, they did have a couple of days off between a rainout on Sunday and then, of course, the usual minor league Monday that they get off. This is a club that, for some of these guys, this will be the first time that they played any baseball at all since Saturday, as some of them did get the night off, Quincy Scott, so on and so forth. But the Crawdads, losers last night, 4-3, as the Asheville Tourists got a three-run fourth inning to get the Tourist over the top. So the Crawdads will send Mitch Bratt to the bump here in this contest. Bratt comes in 0-1 record, 11.05 ERA, and 7.1 innings pitched. 12 hits, 9 runs, all earned, walked 2, struck out 9. As the lineup that Bratt will face off against will be Jaron Williams, Tyler Whitaker, Colin Price. That's the top third of the order. Luis Baez, John Garcia, Pascal Ferreras will bat in the middle third of the order. Logan Cierney, Luis Encarnacion, and Austin Deming will bat in the bottom third of the order for the Asheville Tourists this evening that come in with a record of 7-8 on the still very young season. About 12% of the season has gone by so far. And with a split division, regardless of what happens in the first half, there's always an opportunity for the second half. Neither one of these clubs wants to wait for that. They want to go ahead and see improved play right here, right now. As Jaron Williams will step into the box, we're just moments away from the start of the action, starting a smidge late this evening. As Mitch Bratt prepares to throw the first offering. He winds and fires. Fastball misses outside at 91 miles an hour, and we're underway. 6:01 will be our first pitch. Temperature this evening, 77 degrees. So glad you could join us. It's Bratt. Catches the outside edge for strike one. Home plate umpire this evening, Dylan Hulsey. Over on the bases, Trey Ward. The 1-1 from Bratt. Took a little something off the pitch, got it across the plate for a strike. The count, 1-2. We'll get to the defensive alignments here in just a little bit. We'll also tell you what the clubs are wearing tonight. The Tourists, well, they haven't changed a thing, except maybe their hats. That ball is going to be shot to the first base side, foul. Definitely the hats. They've gone with a different hat, the uniform, all the same. We'll get to that in just a moment. Williams waits on the 1-2 offering. That pitch is going to be fouled off at the plate. That keeps the count at 1-2. As I mentioned during the pregame show, the weather is just absolutely perfect. Temperatures in the upper 70s, just a few clouds drifting through the western foothills of North Carolina. As that ball is going to be shot up toward the picnic and party porch area. So a couple of souvenirs have already headed that way. Williams, a right-handed batter. 6'1", 195 out of Archbold, Ohio. Ninth-round pick in 2023 out of Toledo. Spent time last year in the Complex League as well as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Here's the offering. That ball is going to get lifted up and out of play, going to make its way beyond the picnic deck and down the hill behind the deck. Count even at 1-2 on that 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Williams saw his average go up over 400 with his multi-hit game last night. As that breaking ball is going to be wasted again. And Mitch Bratt and Jaron Williams already enthralled in a first at-bat struggle between the two. Williams, a 409 hitter, one homer, six RBI on the season. Bratt, wheels and fires. Change up, cut on and missed. Strikeout for Bratt, that's his first. And there's one down in the top of the first inning. The defensive alignment this evening for the Crawdads look a little something like this as Yossi Galan gets the start in left field. Anthony Gutierrez will be in center field. Over in right field, Daniel Mateo will get to the infield after this first offering to Tyler Whitaker. Fastball catches the outside edge. Strike one. Brad has the sign. The 0-1. Change up. Misses. Count evens at 1-1. Whitaker, 289 hitter on the season. No homers, 6 RBI. Bratt takes a breath. The 1-1. Catches the outer third for strike two. He's ahead 1-2. At third base this evening, Jace Easley for the Crawdads. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Ben Blackwell over at second. Quincy Scott at first. As the pitch cut on and missed, Whitaker a strikeout victim. Brad off to a good start as he struck out the first two batters that he's faced in the ballgame. That'll bring up Colin Price. Colin Price, a 314 hitter, 3 homers, 10 RBI on the season. Colin Price listed as a catcher out of Sewanee, Georgia. Sixth round pick in 2022 out of Mercer, out of Macon, Georgia. Home of the Bears. Southern Conference. We talked a little bit about this last night as there's a lot of guys listed on the roster that have time spent in college. We'll start to see a couple of those guys that have played against each other, I'm quite sure, with their experience in college in the Southern Conference. As the pitch to Price at the knees, count 2-1. Price spent his time at Mercer. Pascanel Ferraris played at Western Carolina. They're on the same roster. It's that breaking ball. Rolled over to third, easily. Fields the throw. Quincy Scott has to go to the top of the bag to make the catch. Does so. It's a 1-2-3 inning. For Mitch Bratt, we've played a half an inning. We're scoreless in Hickory. The Crawdads coming to bat on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the first inning. Mitch Bratt tosses a 1-2-3 first for the Crawdads. Jason Morbell to lead things off against Nick Swanson. Nick Swanson making his third start of the season. 9 innings pitched so far, a 6.00 ERA. First pitch in for a strike. The second, Morbell's going to foul it off over to the third base side. So the shadows have already made their way out in front of home plate. The shadow has not quite gotten to the start of the running lane, which is 45 feet away from home plate. As Morbell lifts the ball out to center field, drifting over is going to be Logan Cerny. He'll make the catch. And there's one down in the first inning. That's going to bring up Tucker Mitchell. So here's the lineup for the Crawdads. We saw Morbell, Mitchell, Walcott, Scott Gutierrez, Blackwell, Gallan, Mateo, and Easley, bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. Tucker Mitchell last night, 2-for-3 in the ballgame, had a stolen base, which we need to talk about. This is a Crawdads club as that first pitch taken down. Stole 5 bases last night. That is a season high. As the club got over the 20 steal mark with last night's 5, they now sit at 21. So they are well over now a stolen base per game. And this could be part of a new norm for this club moving forward as Mitchell pops it up in the infield. Jaron Williams, he'll make the catch, and there's quickly 2 down. The defensive alignment this afternoon for Asheville. In left field, Tyler Whitaker, Logan Cerny, who we've already talked about in center, Luis Baez in right. Austin Deming will be over at third base this evening. Pascanel Ferreras at shortstop, Jaron Williams at second, Colin Price at first. John Garcia is the catcher this evening. It's the first pitch to Sebastian Walcott, taken for a strike. As Walcott has the count even at 1-1. Slider, 87 miles an hour from Swanson, misses. Count goes to 2-1. Walcott was 1-for-3 last night. His average now sitting at 157 on the season. Swanson, that ball checked up into the seats near the picnic area. That landed just about in someone's hot dog. Getting a foul ball, getting a souvenir, that's great. When it lands in your dinner, that's less than ideal. Walcott waits on the 2-2, gets just a piece of it. Walcott, of course, getting the start at shortstop this evening. So the breaking ball misses high. The count runs full. For those of you that did not tune into the contest last night, we're starting to see Sebastian Walcott make progress at the plate. And that's going to be more progress as he shoots the ball to the right side, a soft line drive into right field as he's got a 2-out single. And that's going to bring up Quincy Scott. And it's those little adjustments right there. Sebastian Walcott could have very easily tried to take that ball to the left side. He got his foot down. Maybe he was out in front a little bit, but he was able to use the bat where it was pitched to the outside, drive the ball to right field. He's got himself a 2-out knock. They'll throw over to first. And this is where Walcott really gets to show off and create problems for the opposition. He's got good speed. And he could very well take liberties, especially if the stolen base is going to be something that happens a little more frequently for Chad Comer's club. It's the pitch to Quincy Scott, taken for a strike. Scott, a 136 hitter, 1 homer, 6 RBI on the year. Scott is going to foul that one up over the rooftop here above the press box, and it's going to trickle down out to the concourse. Crowd still rolling in this evening. Some might not have even been aware of the 6 o'clock start. 7 o'clock is typically where we are, but the day before an 11 o'clock game, they just give an extra hour to the guys. As Walcott's going to go, that ball's going to be bounced out to Ferraris. Ferraris Fields fires across to Price, and that'll retire the side. Walcott gets a hit. He's stranded at first. We've played an inning in Hickory. Scoreless on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the second inning, Mitch Bratt. A 1-2-3 first, going to try to see if he can replicate that here in the second inning. As that ball hit sharply out to Jace Easley. Easley made that very difficult play look rather routine. Very good job there off the bat of Luis Baez. 5-3 put out for the first out here in the second inning. That's going to bring up John Garcia. Easley ranging over to his glove side, a first hop that, to be quite honest with you, when it has that much topspin on it, it can do some really nasty things on the second hop. He did everything he could to cut that off as much as possible, and he really shortened the distance of the second bounce to him. Obviously, that put him in a position to make a shorter throw to first, but it also gave him an opportunity to negotiate a potential bad bounce. He did it perfectly. It's the pitch from Bratt is a ball. He asked for a new baseball to count 2-0. Garcia, 243 hitter, no homers, 6 RBI on this season, did not play in last night's contest. In fact, only 4 players from last night's game is in the lineup tonight against the left-hander. It's the pitch from Bratt, misses, the count goes to 3-0. So glad you could join us here on this Tuesday night. The pitch right down LR Boulevard works the count to 3-1. Had an opportunity to get to the ballpark a little early this afternoon and, well, took a dramatic step forward in the production value of the game, or at least the broadcast, as that ball's twisted foul was hit sharply by Garcia as he drove it just past the tarp over on the left side. That ball lifted out to left field, and that might be out of here. In fact, it is. The ball left early. John Garcia has himself a home run. For the second consecutive night, the Asheville Tourists have a 1-0 lead in the second. As Garcia hits his first home run of the season, the Tourists are on the board. As that pitch was elevated, it was off speed, and it was lifted over the DDI of Hickory sign to give the Tourists a 1-0 advantage. And that's going to bring up Pascanel Ferreras. Ferreras, a .333 hitter with a home run and four RBIs. Bratt delivers a strike at the knees on the outside third. The defensive infield for the Crawdads looks like Jay Seasley at third, Sebastian Walcott at shortstop, Ben Blackwell at second, Quincy Scott at first. Tucker Mitchell behind home plate for the Crawdads as that pitch was fouled back to the backstop. Count goes to 0-2. LP Franz Stadium, the playing part looks sensational. Perfectly manicured this afternoon as that pitch cut on and missed. Two outs in the inning. It's the third strikeout for Mitch Bratt, and that brings up Logan Cerny. Here at this ball yard, 332 down each line, 376 in each gap, 400 in dead center. It is a symmetrical outfield wall surrounding the warning track. A natural playing surface. The grounds crew did a tremendous job getting this thing ready to go. Even did some artistry around the mound and in front of home plate. As they watered in such a way to where it looked like that the seams were a lighter color, replicating a baseball on the mound. Very sharp look by the grounds crew. It's the pitch from Bratt taken for a strike. Here's the 0-1 to Logan Cerny. Cerny went 1-for-4 last night with a run scored. Comes in with a 147 average. Two homers, four runs driven in. It's one of two trips that Asheville makes to LP Franz Stadium. And both will happen in the first half of the season. The second half, the Crawdads will go to Asheville to McCormick Field. Super excited for that. Bratt, that one lifted down the right field line, giving chase in right field. It's going to be Daniel Mateo. He makes the catch and foul ground. The side retired. The solo home run from John Garcia puts the Tourist on the board. They lead 1-0. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Asheville Tourist as John Garcia, the catcher, gets the Tourist on board. It's the 18th home run for the club this year. That home run for Asheville is a league lead, 18 home runs. They also lead the league in doubles. They lead the league in on-base plus slugging. They're the only club with a 400-plus team slugging percentage. That ball rolled out toward the second base bag The play made there by Jaron Williams. There's one down in the second on the check swing from Anthony Gutierrez. That'll bring up Ben Blackwell. Blackwell last night had a very productive ball game. It's 2 for 4 in the contest, a double, an RBI, a run scored, and had 2 stolen bases. Blackwell comes into the contest, a 154 average with 2 RBI on the season. The first pitch from Swanson poured right down the middle for a strike. The Tourists lead 1-0 in the second of this six-game week-long series. The Swanson finds the knees for strike two. Crawdads this evening wearing exactly what they wore last night. The black jersey with Dads written across the chest in white with a white piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. The pitch from Swanson, breaking ball, misses down. White pants with no piping stripe. Black socks, black belts, black helmets, black hats. The 1-2 from Swanson, cut on and missed. Blackwell is the first strikeout victim for Nick Swanson this evening. There's two down in the inning for Yossi Gallant. Asheville, as I mentioned last night, wore the gray jerseys with Tourist written across the chest in a very deep blue with the Tourist logo on the left sleeve. Wearing the gray pants with the deep navy. As that ball is hit deep to left field, Yossi Gallant has left the yard. Yossi Gallant has made it a 1-1 ball game. As he stayed back on the breaking ball, lifted it just past the wall and left, about 345 feet away. The Crawdads are on the board. We're tied at 1. My sweet mother. Gallant. That's his 4th on the year to go with 9 RBI. Just like that, the Crawdads are on the board tied at 1 apiece. So that brings up Daniel Mateo. He swings and misses on the first offering. So Judson Bowie is probably as happy as anyone. Because, of course, he asked the question last night, 20.5 home runs for this season. Is Gallant capable? Well, according to that swing, yes. As he was out in front and still had enough to get it out of the yard. There's not a significant breeze blowing out of the yard this evening. He took care of the muscle on that one all by his lonesome. Swanson delivers. Mateo swings and misses. Count goes to 2-2. So we're tied at 1 apiece. With 2 down in the inning. Swanson wheels and fires. Mateo drives the ball to left center field. That's got a chance of getting out of the yard. It's off the tippy top of the wall. Daniel Mateo is going to drive the ball about a foot away from getting out of the yard near the Pepsi sign. It's a cruel game. Yossi Gallant hits his maybe 345. It leaves the yard. Mateo drills his out about 385, 390, and he's got to settle for a double. He'll take it, as that brings up Jace Easley. That ball was driven just to the left of the Pepsi sign here in one of the deepest parts of the ballpark. And that brings up Jace Easley. Easley a 167 hitter as Swanson misses up. And this is good news for the Crawdads because Swanson, despite the fact he might have had Gallant out in front, elevated the pitch that got out of the yard. The pitch to Mateo clearly elevated, and Mateo just about left the yard with that one. Fastball up to Easley. He's got a 2-0 count in his favor. Well, there you go. So the Crawdads flashing a little pop here in the second inning. Swanson misses high again. The count goes to 3-0. Jason Morabell at the plate. Should easily extend this inning. A 1-1 ball game. Josie Gallan has left the yard for the second time here at home, the fourth time overall. Easily takes a fastball for a strike at 87 miles an hour. Batting from the left side, of course, easily a switch hitter. Waits on the 3-1 pitch. Here it comes. Easily takes it for strike two. He had already tossed the bat away. And then the strike call came. So he'll have to go back and grab his bat, and he'll call time, clearly, to step back into the box and reset himself. Swanson has the sign from Garcia. Mateo takes his lead at second. Here's the payoff. Easily. He's going to foul that one straight back into the concourse area over on the third base side. The Crawdads occupying the third base dugout this evening, which is customary. The tourists over on the first base side. Swanson's delivery misses down. Easily decided not to toss the bat quite as far this time as he draws the two-out walk. It's the first free pass given up by Swanson. And that's going to bring up Jason Morabell. Daniel Mateo, the runner, down at second. Easily over at first with two down here in the second inning. Morabell flew out to center field his first time up. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swanson at the top of the zone called for a strike. Swanson sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Morabell fouls it straight back to the screen. The tourists got on the board with a single run in the second. The Crawdads responded immediately with a run in the bottom half of the second. Same thing here with a chance still for a crooked number. Morabell takes the pitch down. Count goes to 1-2. The wall that Josie Gallan hit the ball over is 8 foot tall with a yellow stripe going across the top. You will have signs out on that 8-foot wall. That's the first tier of what at some point is a 4-tier wall system here at the ballpark. You've only got to clear the first. As Morabell, they'll check down to base umpire Trey Ward. He did not commit on the swing. The count evens at 2-2. In the second, third, and fourth tiers of the wall system here, you've got all sorts of industry leaders and civic organizations throughout the uniform represented. Morabell waits on the 2-2 from Swanson. Swanson sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball catches the outside edge. Morabell strikes out looking. The Crawdads leave two on, but the solo shot from Josie Gallan, his fourth, makes it a 1-1 ball game. We'll be back in just a moment on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? www.hickorycrawdads.com, your online home for all things dads, www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the third inning. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us as Yossi Gallan leaves the yard to even this game up at one in the bottom of the second inning. Luis Encarnacion will lead off. Swings and misses on the first offering from Mitch Bratt, as Mitch Bratt changed it up quite a bit, 79 miles an hour on that change of pace. It's here in the third inning. Encarnacion shoots it to the right field corner. It's going to get down for extra bases. Mateo is going to track it down, make a good throw in towards second, but Encarnacion leads off with a stand-up double. And that's going to bring up Austin Deming. Encarnacion, Deming, and Williams, 8-9-1 here in the top of the third inning. Last night, 11 hits total in the ball game, 7 for the Crawdads, just 4 for Asheville. And already they have 2 extra base hits, something they didn't have any of last night. They saw their team OPS go down below 800, and they decided to do something about it. Bratt, that ball lifted out to center field. Gutierrez has it measured. He'll make the catch. Encarnacion faked to go to third. Decided to stay very close to the second base back. One down, that's going to bring up Jaron Williams, who struck out his first time up. Folks, an opportunity for you to become part of the broadcast. We'll go interactive here at this point. A couple ways that you can find me during the course of tonight's broadcast. You can find me through email at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Had many of you sending emails to me and messages on Twitter last night. Very kind words. Thank you so much. You can find me at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. If you want to let me know that you're tuning in, I'd love to say hello to you over the airwaves. If you've got a question, would love to answer it. The pitch from Bratt, breaking ball to the outer third, taken for a strike, evens the count at one apiece. If you want to find me on X or Twitter, whatever you prefer to call it, What's Up B-Rush PXP. That's What's Up B-Rush PXP on X or Twitter. Bratt, change of pace. That ball is going to make its way up into the picnic area. An unsuspecting family of four not paying attention to the game was rudely awakened by a baseball that landed right on top of their table. I hope they didn't spill their sodas. Here's the pitch. That ball hit out to second. Blackwell fields it, looks to second, but Encarnacion did not wander off too far. Two down in the inning. That's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker, another strikeout victim of Mitch Bratt. Bratt has 3 in the contest. Encarnacion, the runner down at second, gets the attention of Mitch Bratt, who looks him back to second with the first disengagement. On a gorgeous night for baseball here in the Unifor. So glad you could join us on the Crawdads Radio Network and on the video side, MILB.TV and the Bally's app. Bratt delivers, Fastball misses up and away at 91 miles an hour. Count evens at 1-1. For those of you that are tuning in late, there is one game that's already completed in the South Atlantic League. It was a Bowling Green win over Hudson Valley 3-2. As that pitch cut on and missed, Whitaker falls behind 1-2. The win for Bowling Green stretches out their lead to a game and a half on Rome. They have an 11-6 record. Rome has an 8-6 record. Rome will play a little later on this evening. The 1-2 from Bratt, here it is. They'll say he did not attempt to swing, as Whitaker did check, and I think he truly did. The count levels at 2-2. Every other game in the league is going to start at 7 or 7.05 aside from this one. So we've got one in the books, four waiting in the wings. It's the breaking ball lifted high. That's going to get into the seats. Now everybody's got to keep their eyes open, as that almost took out a couple of kids that are here at the game, but fortunately no one hurt. Young lady sitting on the front row now has a souvenir as it ricocheted all the way down to the dugout area. As the pitch cut on and missed, Whitaker, a strikeout victim. It's the first, or the fourth punch out for Mitch Bratt through three innings. We'll be back in just a moment. A 1-1 ball game here in Hickory on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the third inning, Tucker Mitchell to lead things off in a 1-1 ball game. Nick Swanson on the bump for the Asheville Tourists. Both starting pitchers have given up a solo home run. That's been all the scoring so far. The Crawdads have three hits. The Tourists have two. Mitchell popped to second his first time up, takes a ball on a slider that misses. The count goes to 2-0. Want to say hello to Jim and Alicia Horn, checking out the action this evening from Clearwater, Florida. It's Tucker Mitchell bounces that one behind the third base bag, fielded by Austin Deming. The throw across in time. One down here in the third inning. That's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. Jim and Alicia are actually tuning in from Clearwater, Florida, to watch Tucker Mitchell this evening. Of course, Clearwater, Florida is the spring training home to the Philadelphia Phillies and the Clearwater Threshers. We talked about that when Jersey Shore was in town 2 weeks ago. Jim and Alicia, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. here on the Crawdads Radio Network and MILB.TV and the Bally's app. That ball's going to be lifted up near the press box area off to my right. Sounded like it rattled off a window and then finally went back down to the people. The breaking ball catches the inner third. Walcott falls behind 1-2. It's as simple as that, folks. You send me an email, you let me know who you are and where you're at, and I will greet you as warmly as I possibly can through the airwaves here on this Wednesday night. The 1-2 to Walcott. The pitch misses down. Count evens at two apiece. Walcott swings and misses. Two out in the inning. Third strikeout for Nick Swanson. That'll bring up Quincy Scott. Scott grounded out to shortstop. His only time up in the ballgame. Yossi Gallan hit his fourth home run, put him in a multi-way tie for second in the South Atlantic League. Cam Fisher is also on that list of home run hitters. As Quincy Scott fouls the ball straight back that looked like it might have been out of the zone. Lonnie White Jr. is also in that grouping of players in the South Atlantic League with four homers. We saw him last weekend up in Greensboro. Scott swings and misses. Strikeout to close out the frame. We're through three here in Hickory. A 1-1 ball game. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fourth inning here in Hickory. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Wednesday night. The game on this evening, if it's not a day game, not an education day game or anything of that nature, typically would be played at 7 o'clock. But because there is an education day game coming up, the day before usually is a 6 o'clock start. The first homestand against Jersey Shore, we played a 6 o'clock game on opening night, then an 11 o'clock game on Wednesday. We'll go back to the 7 o'clock schedule on Friday because tomorrow we'll be on at 10:45 for that 11 o'clock first pitch. It's the first offering to Colin Price. Is fouled straight back to the screen. Mitch Bratt, with the home run notwithstanding from John Garcia, has been very good. That ball is going to be rolled foul. The count goes to 0-2. In fact, for Bratt, that's been the one mistake that he's made this evening. Four strikeouts in the contest. Hasn't walked anyone, which is very good. He'll deliver the 0-2. Pry swings and misses. That's strikeout number 5 for Mitch Bratt with one down here in the fourth inning. It's locals' night here at the ballpark. What that means is they're celebrating all things Hickory and the surrounding area. So one of the promotions was last half inning, celebrating some of the local celebrities from this part of the world. Obviously, you can't do anything about locals and celebrities here at this ballpark without mentioning Madison Bumgarner, who, along with the San Francisco Giants, 2010, 2012, 2014 World Series champions. As that ball hits sharply, Jace Easley fields it beautifully. Baez, it's going to be turned away again on two balls that were rocketed over to Easley. There's two down in the inning. Madison Bumgarner played at nearby South Caldwell High School before making his way through the Giants organization with a ton of success. This area very proud of him, as they should be. It's the pitch to John Garcia, taken for a strike. He had two strikes on him in his last at-bat. He took an elevated off-speed pitch and launched it over the DDI of Hickory sign near the flags in left field. That pitch fouled back. Count goes to 0-2. 92 miles an hour on the fastball for Mitch Bratt. That's been the quickest that we've seen this evening from the left-hander. Bratt, the left-hander, 6'2", 210 pounds out of Newmarket, Canada. Fifth-round pick out of 2021. Bratt just misses. Garcia looked like he might have thought he was going to get rung up. He did not at 94. Bratt went for a little extra something there. One ball, two strike count. Here's the offering. Fastball taken over the outer third at 93. Mitch Bratt has a half dozen strikeouts. He's through four innings. We go to the bottom of the fourth. 1-1. Tie ball game here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the fourth inning, Anthony Gutierrez, Ben Blackwell, Yossi Galan to lead things off. In a 1-1 ball game, Gutierrez grounded out to second. He's really on the shortstop side of the bag. It's the second baseman. It's the first pitch from Nick Swanson, misses outside. The second baseman, Jaron Williams, playing about a step off to the right behind the bag. As Gutierrez swings and misses, count evens at 1-1. This is a Crawdads club that's trying to attack here. Already with three hits in the contest, Swanson delivers that ball. That was a hook dog into the bushes just beyond the third base dugout. The bleachers, or I should say the individual seats, stretch down about 15 yards beyond the dugout. That ball is going to be lifted out to right center field. It's got a chance of getting down. It's going to split the outfielders. Now we get to see Gutierrez's speed. He's going to ease into second. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anthony Gutierrez with a leadoff double. Stayed on the ball beautifully. Drove it the opposite way. Baez didn't have a chance of catching up with it. Cerny was not able to run it down in the air. It one hops the wall in right center. Gutierrez has himself a leadoff double. Fourth hit for the Dads, and that brings up Ben Blackwell. And an opportunity for Blackwell here to be productive at the plate. As Blackwell tried to bunt his way on, I mentioned that yesterday, that this is a club that spent a little extra time yesterday working on bunts. Now, at this level of the minor leagues, you're going to spend time on things from time to time without not necessarily a need for it, but just because that's part of the training regimen that you go through. As Blackwell did not commit on that bunt attempt, the count evens at 1-1. Now, Blackwell, a right-handed batter, has drawn the second baseman, Jaron Williams, over the same way that Gutierrez was situated. So the right field side of the infield is exposed as Blackwell can't lay that bunt down at 89 miles an hour. So they're playing Blackwell to pull. If Blackwell can get inside the baseball and barrel one the opposite way, it's a strong possibility he's going to get a base hit at him. First baseman, Colin Price, is about 30 feet off the bag, as that pitch is going to be taken for strike three, and Blackwell is tagged just off the plate. And Chad Comer is going to come out and have a conversation with home plate umpire Dylan Hulsey as he came about two-thirds of the way down the line. As he did not agree with Hulsey making that check swing call on his own. So that'll bring up Yossi Galan with Gutierrez at first. And Gutierrez goes. The pitch is fouled back. Gutierrez did have a stolen base in last night's contest. Gutierrez has five stolen bases on the season. That's tied for the team lead with Blackwell. He's going to go again. The pitch outside. Throw down to second. He's in safely. Gutierrez didn't get his sixth steal on the first offering, so he went again. And now we're going to have Nate Shaver come out and have a conversation with Dylan Hulsey, as he may be thinking that there was some sort of obstruction on Yossi Galan. I'm not really sure that there was anything there. I do not have a replay monitor in front of me. It looked like Galan stayed in the box, and any time a right-handed batter is at the plate and a guy's trying to steal third, there's going to be some traffic for the catcher trying to make a throw. I don't know that Shaver is going to get any satisfaction in that regard. So Gutierrez has the stolen base. It's his sixth. And the potential go-ahead run is just 90 feet away. Galan homered his first time up. Swanson delivers. Galan swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. Galan will take time. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 1-1 ball game. Now the infield pinches even with the bags. Here's the pitch to Galan. Galan, changeup, swings and misses, and there's two down in the inning. It's a back-to-back strikeouts for Nick Swanson. That's number 5 and 6 in the ball game. And that brings up Daniel Mateo. Mateo, he doubled in the bottom of the second inning and almost left the yard, literally about a foot away from hitting the ball out of the yard. That ball's got hair on it. Is this going to be a foul ball? That ball almost took out one of the Crawdad staff members that were watching the game from just beyond the wall. Might have been part of the grounds crew, whatever. He just he ducked at the last moment, fortunately. The 0-1, Swanson. And that ball's going to get into right center field as Daniel Mateo has got himself halfway to a cycle. It's an RBI single, 2-1 lead for the Crawdads. Gutierrez can walk in from third. And the Crawdads doing a little manufacturing. They get the double from Gutierrez. He steals third. And a good piece of hitting from Daniel Mateo makes it a 2-1 ball game. And that brings up Jace Easley. Now we'll see if Mateo's going. It's the breaking ball from Swanson, misses outside. Easley, switch hitter against the right-hander, obviously in the left-hand batter's box. And Garcia will have to navigate around that if Mateo decides to make a break for second. They'll throw over to first. They almost got it. Mateo took a very aggressive bounce off of first. Swanson timed it perfectly. Colin Price almost got the tag down in time. Swanson. Mateo's going to go. That ball's going to get away from the shortstop, Ferraris, and it's a stolen base for Daniel Mateo. So Chad Comer's aggressive base running paying dividends in this contest as they have two stolen bases in the inning and now a runner in scoring position. And you saw that play out last night in that eighth inning as Easley drives the ball out to left field. Camped under it is Tyler Whitaker. He'll make the catch. And that'll retire the side, but not before the Crawdads scratch across a run. We're through four innings. 2-1 lead here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fifth inning. Crawdads with a 2-1 lead as they scratch across a run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Daniel Mateo with an opposite field knock, scoring Anthony Gutierrez. And Mitch Bratt has been very good. As that ball is going to be rolled toward the Crawdads dugout on the third base side. Mitch Bratt's retired six straight. He's made one mistake in the ballgame. It was an off-speed pitch that was left up, didn't get it in enough. John Garcia got the home run, but since then, Bratt has been so good. Breaking ball taken for a strike is ahead 0-2. Pascanel Ferreras, Logan Cerny, Luis Encarnacion, 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the tourist. The fastball from Bratt misses outside at 91 miles an hour. One run on two hits, no errors for Asheville. 2-5-0 for the Crawdads. That pitch swung on and missed. Ferreras, a strikeout victim. That is seven punchies for Mitch Bratt so far in this contest. And that's going to bring up Logan Cerny. Cerny flew out to right field in foul territory his first time up. Bratt, the southpaw, wheels and fires. Breaking ball, misses. The lights just starting to come on. The sun beginning to set off into the western sky. I would imagine in about 45 minutes or so, we'll start to see the sky ashen over a little bit as that pitch misses down. Count goes to 2-0. Both clubs scored a single run off of solo homers in the second inning. The Crawdads just scored in the bottom of the fourth as they manufactured a run with a couple of stolen bases to go with a double. Bratt finds the outer third for strike one. Two ball, one strike count to Logan Cerny. Bratt has the sign. That ball lifted high, out toward foul territory again. Mateo, right on top of the chalk, makes the catch, and there's two down in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion had the last hit for the Asheville Tourist as he had a ringing double into the right field corner. Since then, it's been eight straight. No, correction. Yes. Eight straight. The pitch from Bratt misses. The shadows are starting to overtake the infield. It's almost 50-50 shadow and light here in the infield at LP Franz Stadium. Bratt wheels and fires the 1-0. Change up. Encarnacion way out in front. Count evens at 1-1. Everybody playing Encarnacion pretty much straight up as Bratt misses with the fastball. Game two of a six-game set between these two clubs that will wrap up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Get your tickets. Breaking ball misses. Count goes to 3-1. We have a Friday night game at 7 o'clock with post-game fireworks. Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 2. Just reach out, hickorycrawdads.com, and get those tickets. That ball is going to be lifted up and out of play, heading toward the concourse area. Going to ricochet around the place for the adult beverages. Fortunately, a kid gets there first to the baseball, so he's got the souvenir. The payoff pitch from Bratt. At the knees for strike three, Mitch Bratt has eight punch-outs in the ball game. We're halfway through at LP Franz Stadium. A 2-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jason Morabell to lead things off for the Crawdads. The Crawdads have a 2-1 advantage on the Asheville Tourists, trying to even up the series on this Wednesday night. It'll be Morabell, Mitchell, and Walcott, top third of the order for the Crawdads. Nick Swanson still on for the Tourists. It's the breaking ball taken for strike one. Morabell, 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a fly out to center, a strikeout looking. Swanson. That ball's going to be lifted near the third base bag. Austin Deming there is to make the catch. And there's one down in the fifth. Tucker Mitchell steps to the plate, 0-for-2 as he's popped to second. Hit a ball behind the third base bag where Deming made a very good play defensively and a very strong throw across the infield. Swanson's first offering to Mitchell taken for strike one. Here's the pitch. Mitchell's going to lift that one up into the seats. Not too far away from where I'm at. That ball is going to ricochet off the bricks at one of the suites and come back down a few rows. 0-2 count to Mitchell. Swanson quickly with a baseball, breaking ball misses. If you are looking for tickets, you're looking for souvenirs, information about upcoming promotions, so the fastball misses up, it's real simple. www.hickorycrawdads.com or www.hickorycrawdads.com. So the fastball misses outside. Count levels out. Or I should say goes to 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Crawdads with a 2-1 advantage. Tucker Mitchell will step out, call time, and we'll await this payoff pitch from Nick Swanson. Swanson wheels and fires. Mitchell's going to slash that one over to the first base side. That's going to make its way up near the administrative offices and might have actually wandered off into the parking lot. Swanson catches the outside edge. Mitchell takes the fastball for a strike at 91. There's two down in the inning. And not to be outdone, Swanson has acquitted himself quite nicely in this game as well. He's got 7 punch-outs in the contest, has scattered 5 hits, has kept his club in the ballgame. That brings up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott hits it off the glove of Swanson. It looks like Walcott could have himself a base knock. As he mashed that ball back up the middle, Swanson almost snared it. It trickled out of his glove and rolled out near the second base bag. But there was no opportunity for Jaron Williams to make the play. That's a half dozen hits for the Crawdads. Sebastian Walcott has himself a multi-hit game. He's got 3 hits already in the series. That brings up Quincy Scott. Breaking ball to Scott on the outside edge for strike one. An absolutely scintillating night for baseball here in the western foothills of North Carolina. Hope you're enjoying it. Throw over to first. Walcott gets back. Swanson sets. Here's the 0-1. Scott takes it at the knees for strike two. Quincy Scott, 6'5", 220 pounds out of Escondido, California. That is a large man at the plate. Scott swings and misses. Swanson gets out of the inning, gives up the two-out base hit to Sebastian Walcott. He's left on. We've played five innings here in Hickory. It's a 2-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Top of the sixth inning. Mitch Bratt on the bump to get the sixth inning started for the Hickory Crawdads, as he has been fantastic. It's his first offering to Austin Deming. Deming flew out to center field, his only time up. Bratt has had a very clear mission. Get the baseball, get a pitch, go to work. He's done that. So that pitch misses down. Count evens at one. There is some stirring in the bullpen, but no serious throwing at this point. Spratt's been pretty economical with his pitches and has really found the strike zone with virtually all of his pitches this evening. That ball's going to be lifted over toward the BTS picnic deck. Young man had to duck out of the way so that he doesn't take a bruise home with him. And was close enough to it to where he can now get a souvenir. And he hands it off to a kid. Well played. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses up and away at 90 miles an hour. Two ball, two strike count to Deming, who will be followed by Jaron Williams and Tyler Whitaker. A 2-1 lead for the Crawdads on this Wednesday night. Bratt delivers. Breaking ball fouled back to the screen. I've only had, this is the second opportunity that I've had to see Mitch Bratt. This effort has been very, very good. However, for those that have seen him for the better part of 2 years, they are thrilled to see this effort from Bratt here at LP Friends Stadium. As the pitch misses outside, the count runs full. The payoff, that ball, hit over the glove of Jace Easley. It's going to be cut off in left field by Yossi Galan, and it actually holds Deming to a single. So Deming leads off the sixth inning with a base knock in the corner in left field, but he's held to a single, as that stops the run of nine straight retired by Mitch Bratt. And that's going to bring up Jaron Williams. Williams 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Just like that, we now see Julio Valdez going to make a slow stroll out to the mound. And now the bullpen is starting to get going for the Crawdads in earnest. And this mound visit is nothing more than an opportunity to start allowing the bullpen to build themselves into a lather. The Crawdads faithful here at LP Franz Stadium, and those that are watching at home and listening to the game at home, each and every one of you wanting Brad to get through the sixth inning. This would be a really good mile marker for Mitch Brad if he's able to somehow get through the sixth inning. As the pitch misses down. He's made one mistake in this ballgame. It was a ball that was left up to John Garcia. He lifted the ball out of the yard. Outside of that, 8 strikeouts in the contest. The pitch from Brat taken for strike one to Jaron Williams. Williams was the lone Asheville hitter last night with a multi-hit game. As that ball's lifted out to left field, it's going to stay in the yard. Gallon drifts back a little bit, makes the catch, and there's one down in the inning. As Brat did a very good job of working that ball off the barrel. Williams didn't get all of it, and because of that, it stayed in the yard. And now Tyler Whitaker will step to the plate. He struck out twice in this ballgame. So again, the bullpen's getting going for the Crawdads, but if Mitch Brat can somehow cause Whitaker to roll into a double play here, that would be a delightful finish to the evening. It's the pitch fouled into the mitt of Tucker Mitchell. 1 run on 3 hits, no errors for the Tourist. 2-6-0 for the Crawdads. Spratt misses on the changeup. As I mentioned, these two clubs will go face each other 4 series this year. The 2 series in Hickory are all first half series, as Gallon's going to get on his horse, make the catch ranging toward the left field line, and there's 2 down. And that's going to bring up Colin Price. 2 outs here in the sixth, a runner at first, a 2-1 lead for the Crawdads. Price has grounded to third and struck out swinging, I should say. Quincy Scott holding on the runner at first as the slider is swung on and missed. Tucker Mitchell tracks it down in the grass area between home plate and the third base on deck circle. The pitch from Brat, fastball misses up. Crawdads are shifting a little to the pull side for Price as Blackwell's a little closer to the bag. Walcott over in the hole at the shortstop position. Easley's playing just about normal. As the pitch taken for strike two, Price did not like that call. Home plate umpire Dylan Hulsey giving the outside corner to Brat, and the count is now 1-2. This is a big at bat in this contest. If Brat can get through 6 innings, he'll be deserving of some serious applause here from the faithful. As the breaking ball misses high, it's a stolen base for Austin Deming. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Crawdads clinging to a 2-1 advantage here in the top of the sixth inning. Brat has the sign, holds at the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Fouled into the mitt. No, it did not. It popped out. Obviously, being behind the play, I thought Mitchell had actually held on to it. It popped out and landed on top of home plate. Count stays at 2-2. That was 91 mile an hour up in the zone. Price managed to get a piece of it. As that ball's going to be shot up this way, ricochets off the sweets to my right. That one got up here in a hurry. So we do the 2-2 all over again. It appears that the bullpen is ready for the Crawdads, as we're now seeing some incremental throwing in the event they go in. That ball's lifted into the infield. Blackwell, Scott. Scott's going to call off Blackwell and make the catch. A phenomenal effort from Mitch Bratt. He gives up the leadoff single, gets the next three batters out. We go to the bottom of the sixth. The Crawdads hanging on to a 2-1 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the sixth inning, Nick Swanson still on for the Asheville Crawdads, the Asheville Tourist against the Hickory Crawdads. Anthony Gutierrez to lead things off, followed by Ben Blackwell and Yossi Gallant. As the pitch misses, count evens at 1-1. A 2-1 Crawdads lead. They've out-hit the Tourist 6-3. As that ball could very well get down in right field, and it will. Anthony Gutierrez has himself another multi-hit ball game. So that's going to bring up Ben Blackwell, and we saw Anthony Gutierrez off to the races in the last at-bat with Blackwell at the plate. Wouldn't surprise me here in this situation if we see it again. Blackwell's going to lift that pitch foul. Blackwell waits on the breaking ball, taken for strike two. As Gutierrez is going to go, the throw is not going to be in time. As Gutierrez gets the stolen base, Blackwell strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. But Gutierrez got a great jump. The throw was over on the shortstop side of second. Gutierrez now with the second stolen base of the ballgame. He's now got 7 on the season, and that might very well be the end of the night for Nick Swanson. As Nate Shaver is out, he's going to get the baseball. As Nick Swanson's night comes to a close, and we come back on the other side of the break, we'll tell you who's coming on to pitch for the Asheville Tourist. A 2-1 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Back here at L.P. Franz Stadium, Nate Shaver is going to call on Franny Cobos. Cobos, the 5'9", 195-pound right-hander. Non-drafted free agent all the way back in 2017. He'll face off against Yossi Gallant. Swanson, 5 1/3 innings pitched. It's Cobos. Looks back at Gutierrez, the first offering to Gallant, swung on and missed. We'll get to Cobos' particulars here in just a minute. Out of Cuba, made 3 stops last year in the Houston Astros chain. As Gutierrez is going to go, the throw down to third is not in time. And we're going to have an obstruction call. Chad Comer's going to come down. Gallant, as soon as the pitch was taken, backed up in the back of the batter's box. Garcia tried to make the throw. Comer's not going to like this call, and I don't know that the point that he's trying to make is going to get him any help. Comer's trying to stress to home plate umpire Dylan Hulsey what actually transpired, and therefore Hulsey should change his mind. Gutierrez is wandering back to second. He's trying to stretch out on his way there. We'll see what happens here. It's Chad Comer having a spirited debate with Dylan Hulsey. It's certainly not gotten to the point of being an acrimonious conversation, as best I can tell. He's fervently making his point. Hulsey seems to be waning in interest as we move forward. And he's been dumped. Well, that was a rather calm ejection of Chad Comer. It's the first one we've seen here at L.P. Franz Stadium this year. Now it's beginning to get a little more acrimonious. So Comer has been ejected from the ballgame. So Gutierrez has gone back to second, and they've called out Gallant. So Gallant is out on the interference. Two down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Daniel Mateo. And they've got to wait for Chad Comer to depart, so he's going to make the long, slow walk out to the clubhouse beyond the left field corner. So Daniel Mateo, who has a double and a single, an RBI and a stolen base in the ballgame, will step to the plate with two down in the inning. Gutierrez down at second. Cobas misses inside. Cobas, as I mentioned, 1-0 record on the year, a 10.38 ERA, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 2, struck out 7, a 3.16 average against. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside third for strike 1, evens the count at 1-1. Franny Cobas, 23-year-old, has pitched last year. Get ready for this. That ball. It's going to be lifted down the left field line. Mateo might have himself another base hit. He does. And it's a 3-1 lead for the Crawdads. Trying to get into second. He does. He's got himself a double. Three hits in the ball game. Another RBI. And the Crawdads have a little insurance going into the latter innings. And that's going to bring up Chase Easley. As the ball stayed up in the air for quite a while, but they had Mateo shifted in the outfield off the line and left, and he was just able to put it just inside the foul line in left. Easley's going to roll that one out to first. Price will make the play on his own to retire the side. But Daniel Mateo with an RBI double has given the Crawdads a 3-1 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We go to the seventh inning. Josh Gessner is on the pitch for the Crawdads. As Mitch Bratt's night's over, and I think we've got a performance that could be the best that Bratt's ever had at LP Franz Stadium. He gives up one run, three hits, and six innings of work. I don't have him down for any walks, but I do have him for 8 strikeouts. A phenomenal effort from Mitch Bratt. As Gessner, first pitch, Baez lifts it into foul ground. Quincy Scott will make the catch, and there's one down here in the seventh inning. Gessner, 6'1", 200-pound right-hander out of Midland, Texas, came to the organization in a trade in 2021. John Garcia, who hit the home run back in the second inning, steps to the plate. It's the fastball from Gessner, misses. The Crawdads have scored in the second, fourth, and sixth innings. It's the off-speed pitch, cut on and missed by Garcia. Gessner, no record, no ERA, making his fourth appearance. 3 2/3 innings pitched. He's walked two batters. He struck out two. No average. And now he hits the bat of John Garcia. That ball was going behind Garcia. Garcia tried to coil his bat away from in front of him. And the baseball found the bat. Foul ball. Count goes to 1-2. Crawdads have out-hit the Tourist 8-3. As the pitch misses down, count evens at 2-2. The Asheville Tourist have put together some pretty gaudy numbers very early offensively this season. However, the Crawdads have done very well on the mound, at least in the first game plus. And if that's a trend that we'll continue to see this week, it could be a very positive week for the Crawdads, especially if they can find any of their offensive potency similar to what they had in Greensboro for much of the week. That ball is going to be lifted into foul ground. Coming over is Scott. Scott collides with the padding in the ribs. That ball lands in the dugout. Not a ton of foul territory here at L.P. Franz Stadium. We've seen ballparks with plenty more foul ground than here at L.P. Franz Stadium. We were just at First National Bank Field over the weekend and saw that it had a good bit more foul ground. That ball is going to get rolled out to Walcott. Walcott fields, fires, and there's two down. And that'll bring up Pasquinel Ferreras. Ferreras 0-2 in the ballgame. Two strikeouts. I am keeping an eye on scores around the South Atlantic League. We do have one final that was played this afternoon. I've mentioned that a couple times. Bowling Green beat Hudson Valley 3-2 in that contest. Four other games that got started around the 7 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. It's Gessner. It's going to have that one lifted up here in our direction. That's going to land on top of the roof and roll out toward the concourse. Brooklyn and Wilmington tied after two innings at 3 apiece. Rome leads Winston-Salem 1-0 in the top of the third. Middle of the third in Greenville at Fluor Field. Greensboro with a 1-0 advantage there. Is Gessner. That ball smashed out to Walcott. Walcott with the snow cone catch decides to throw to first anyway. And that'll retire the side. It's stretch time here at L.P. Franz Stadium. A 3-1 Crawdads lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, carousel rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the seventh inning, top of the order coming up for the Crawdads. Jason Morabell, Tucker Mitchell, Sebastian Walcott to bat here in the seventh inning. It's the breaking ball from Franny Kobos. Misses outside. Morabell 0-for-3 in the ballgame. So he waits on the 1-0. Fastball at the knees, taken for a strike. I talked about Franny Kobos. Kobos last year pitched for the Asheville Tourist, High A. It's Kobos delivers a ball low, 2-1 the count. He pitched for Corpus Christi. Then he pitched for Sugar Land. He made all three of the top-tier spots in the Astros system last year. As Morabell swings and fouls it off at home plate to even the count at 2-2. Going to finish up the scores from around the South Atlantic League in just a little bit. I told you that Greensboro has a 1-0 lead on Greenville as Morabell swings and misses, and there's one down in the seventh. Jersey Shore trails Aberdeen 2-1 in the bottom of the second inning. There's already some of these games look like they could be shootouts. Crawdads have a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tucker Mitchell 0-for-3 in the ballgame. The Crawdads have out-hit the Asheville Tourist 8-3 in this ballgame. In fact, they have as many extra base hits as the Tourist have hits total. It's the pitch from Kobos, misses outside. Kobos, fastball at 92 miles an hour, misses. I gave you an opportunity earlier in the contest to reach out to me, whether it's through email or through Twitter or X post or tweet or whatever you want to call it. It's the pitch from Kobos taken for a strike. Along the way, I picked up a follower on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Couple last night, very grateful for it. As Mitchell's going to roll that one foul over toward the third base coaching box. If you'd like to give me a follow on X or Twitter or whatever you call it, you can find me at What's Up B-Rush PXP. That's at What's Up B-Rush PXP. Kobos delivers. Mitchell drives the ball out to left field. That ball is going to be caught. It's crashing into the left field wall as Tyler Whitaker. I don't know that Mitchell can really hit that one much harder. If he would have been able to get any lift on that, that ball leaves the yard behind the Aquafina sign. But it was a line drive to the track that Whitaker was able to track down. There's two down in the inning for Sebastian Walcott, who already has a multi-hit game on the evening. Walcott takes a breaking ball for a strike. Walcott singled in the first and in the fifth. It's the pitch from Kobos, misses down. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock first pitch, 10:45 airtime. Education day tomorrow here at LP Friends Stadium. Breaking ball. Walcott lifts that one out to right field. It's going to stay in the yard. Baez reaches up, makes the catch to retire the side. Cobas with a three up, three down inning in the seventh. We go to the eighth. 3-1 Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the eighth inning. Jackson Kelly on to pitch for the Crawdads. Jackson Kelly, a 5'11 right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia. 12th round pick back in 2022. So face Logan Cerny, Luis Encarnacion, and Austin Deming. As Kelly starts out with a slow bender. 73 miles an hour, Cerny out in front. Cerny in the ballgame, 0 for 2, two flyouts. Fastball, 85 miles an hour, taken for strike two. Kelly, no record, a 3.24 ERA, making his fifth appearance this season. The 0-2 slider misses away. 8 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned. He's walked 4, struck out 8. 0-8-0 the average against Jackson Kelly. Slider misses. Count goes to 2-2. Kelly right back to work, the 2-2. Here he comes. That frisbee slider swung on and missed. Logan Cerny, the first out here in the eighth inning. Josh Gessner went the entire seventh inning. Three batters, nothing for Asheville to show for it. A 3-up, 3-down inning, no strikeouts, no walks, no hits, no runs, nothing. A routine 1-2-3 inning. Is that ball from Encarnacion? It's going to be off the end of the bat, going all the way up to the divider between the first and second tier of seats here on the first base side. Encarnacion literally hit it off the cap. Is that slider? They'll check down to first to Trey Ward. He did not commit on the swing. I want to say hello this evening to a new follower on X or Twitter at Jules and Jay. Thank you for the follow. That ball is going to be lifted in the air. Mitchell coming back. That's going to be in the seats. So the foul ball is going to make it a one ball, two strike count. The slider misses, count evens at 2-2. A 3-1 Crawdads lead. They've scored all three of their runs, single runs, in the even innings tonight. That ball lifted out to left field. Gallan to the track will make the catch, and there's two down. It's starting to cool off here at the ballpark. So I had to put the sweater on between innings. As the sun is going down, the sky is starting to gray out before it becomes completely dark. And with two down, that's going to bring up Austin Deming. Deming's going to roll that ball foul to the first base side. He singled and stole a base in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-2 officially in this ballgame. Jackson Kelly trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning here in the eighth for the Crawdads. As that ball bearing in on the hands, swung on and missed at 86 miles an hour. Kelly's got a pretty straightforward plan with what he's doing. He throws from the three-quarter sidearm slot, whatever you want to call it. Throws the frisbee slider and the fastball that runs back in on the hands of right-hand hitters. He doesn't wow you with his velocity, but he can make you look really foolish, especially with that frisbee slider that goes way out. That breaking ball taking right over the plate. As Deming is a strikeout victim, Kelly gets two punch-outs in the inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Crawdads lead 3-1. We'll be back in just a moment on the Crawdads Radio Network. You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Quincy Scott to lead off here in the eighth inning against Franny Kobos is what I'll go with. So after taking a second look at the pronunciation guide, probably Kobos the way to go with the emphasis on the co portion, the 1-0 from Kobos. Scott takes a strike, evens the count at 1-1. Scott 0-for-3 in the ballgame. The Crawdads have the 3-1 advantage. They've out-hit the Tourists 8-3 in this ballgame. And it all started with Mitch Bratt. He has been a real difference maker. The bullpen has been very solid thus far. That ball's going to get lifted down the right field line. Just foul. Larson Kendrick is in the bullpen, throwing as if he may be coming in the ninth inning. For those of you waiting on the Mariners and the Rangers to get started in Major League Baseball, it's still a few minutes away. They'll be getting started here any moment. Kobos Catches the outside third, or did he? Not according to home plate umpire Dylan Holsey. The count evens, or I should say works to 3-2. Cobos. Scott swings and misses. Strikeout for the first out here in the eighth inning. Cobos came in the sixth inning. Gave up an RBI double on an inherited runner in Anthony Gutierrez. That was not credited to him. As Gutierrez will step to the plate. After giving up that double, he's retired five straight. He struck out two in the outing so far. Gutierrez has a multi-hit game. He's got two stolen bases, two runs scored, a double and a single. Cobos just misses at 92 miles an hour. We do have some finals around the major leagues. The Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. The Mets finally beat the Giants 8-2. So the fastball misses up. The Orioles took down the Angels 6-5. An interesting stat that I talked about this morning on a show that I co-host in the Gastonia, North Carolina area. It's a sports talk show as that pitch misses and Anthony Gutierrez draws a one-out walk. Mike Trout of the L.A. Angels of Anaheim is tied for the Major League League with 9 home runs on the year. Coming into today's action, he had 9 home runs. Marcell Ozuna with 9 home runs. Marcell Ozuna is also the Major League leader in RBI with 27. Mike Trout, not the league leader. He has just 12. 12 RBI with 9 home runs. Gutierrez trying to steal the throw over on the shortstop side a second, and he's got his third stolen base. It appears that someone has given Anthony Gutierrez the green light, and he is making it count. It's the fourth steal of the game for the Crawdads, 3 for Gutierrez. Gutierrez is going to go again. That pitch is fouled off at the plate. Ben Blackwell falls behind 0-2. And if Blackwell hadn't have fouled that pitch off, it would have been an easy stolen base for Gutierrez as Cobos had no thought, gave no thought to the possibility that Gutierrez might be running there. Blackwell 0-for-3 in the ballgame is in an 0-2 hole. Here's the pitch taken down. Crawdads tied the game in the second with a solo home run from Yossi Galan. In the fourth inning, Daniel Mateo singled home Anthony Gutierrez with a single to make it a 2-1 lead in the fourth. In the sixth, Mateo would double Gutierrez home as that ball's hit back up the middle. It's going to be an RBI single for Ben Blackwell, and he's going to try. He took a big turn at first and went about 35, 40 feet up the line to second. He hit the brakes quick, and it's a 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. And maybe we're on to something here. This club has been very aggressive running over the last 2 days. They've got 9 hits in the ballgame, and they have been off to the races. 9 steals in less than 2 games. Blackwell down at first. It's the pitch to Yossi Galan, misses. Galan 1-for-3 in the ballgame. That solo shot in the second. Blackwell had a couple of stolen bases last night. They'll throw over to first. Well, this is interesting. Fastball, 92 miles an hour, taken by Galan for a strike to even the count at 1-1. It appears that Larson Kendrick is ready to go for the ninth inning, should he be called upon. And there really wouldn't be a reason for him to warm up if he weren't going to be called upon. Gallant lifts that ball into foul ground. And that ball is going to land just on the other side of the netting for a foul ball. Phillies lead the Reds 2-1 midway through the fifth inning. The Rangers and Mariners about to get started here momentarily. The Red Sox lead the Guardians 6-0, top of the eighth. The Brewers ahead of the Pirates 3-2. Blackwell goes, swing and a miss. The throw down to second, not in time. Gallant, a strikeout victim. There's two down in the inning, but Ben Blackwell gets into the stolen base act. And that's consecutive nights of five stolen bases for this club. And that brings up Daniel Mateo, who's been the offensive star, quite honestly, in this ballgame. A couple of RBI hits have really helped the cause of the Crawdads. Mateo's going to lift that one up into the seats. And the scramble is on. Ooh! The ball hit one of the aluminum bars in one of the picnic areas and ricocheted out toward the seats again. And it almost got someone. It's the fastball from Cobos. Misses at 92. Count evens at 1-1. So the Crawdads have scored single runs now in the second, fourth, sixth, and now the eighth, and looking maybe to add a little more. Mateo waits on the 1-1 from Cobos. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Blackwell had taken a big lead off at second. And Mateo will call time. The Dodgers lead the Nationals 4-2 in the top of the fifth. The Rays over the Tigers 4-1 in the fifth. The Yankees have a 2-0 lead on Oakland. Bottom of the third. The Braves up 2-1 on the Marlins. Bottom of the third. As the pitch misses outside from Cobos. Two ball, two strike count. The White Sox and the Twins are scoreless in the second. The Cubs lead the Astros 4-0 in the top of the second. The Royals, who continue to impress, 1-0 over the Blue Jays in the second. As Mateo fouls the pitch off at the plate. The Padres and Rockies will get started at 8:40. That could very well be one of the games that I'll be checking out on my drive back into the Charlotte Metro. Cobos delivers breaking ball. That ball is going to be popped up around the second base bag. Making the play at short is Pascanel Ferreras to retire the side. But an RBI single from Ben Blackwell makes it a 4-1 ball game in favor of the Crawdads. They're going to try to close it out. We come back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the ninth inning. A 4-1 lead for the Crawdads. So it'll be Jaron Williams, Tyler Whitaker, Colin Price facing off against Larson Kendrick, who we mentioned already. 6'3", 210-pound left-hander out of Medford, Oregon. Eighth-round pick in 2021. Kendrick going to try to close it down here for the Crawdads. Kendrick, two saves already on the season, looking for number three. So the fastball misses down. 2-0 the count, 93 miles an hour on that fastball. Kendrick, no record, no ERA, making his sixth appearance. 4 2/3 innings, four hits allowed, three walks, seven strikeouts, a 2.35 average against. So the count now goes to 3-0. Williams 0-3 in the ballgame. Waits on the 3-0 offering. Fastball, outer third, strike one. So the Crawdads are trying to level out this series. So the pitch misses down. Williams draws a leadoff walk. It's Kendrick on to try to save the game for Mitch Bratt. Bratt, if Kendrick can close it down here, would pick up his first win of the season. Kendrick, pitch cut on and missed by Whitaker. Whitaker 0-3 in the ballgame. Austin Deming with a hit. Luis Encarnacion with a double. The home run from John Garcia in the second. It's been the only scoring for the tourist in this ballgame. So the pitch is going to get away from Mitchell. Scampering down to second is Jaron Williams. Kendrick, the 2-1, misses outside. A 4-1 lead for the Crawdads, and it's not even dark yet in the ballpark. All good signs. Kendrick, pitch cut on and missed. The count runs full. 93 mile an hour on the fastball, running away from Whitaker. Can't catch up to it. The runner down at second really is inconsequential. You don't have to really focus any of your attention on him. As here's the pitch from Kendrick. Fastball taken at the knees for strike three. And there's one down in the inning. And that'll bring up Colin Price. Price 0-3 in the ballgame. Price shoots the ball over to the first base side up on the concourse. Crawdads trying to pick up their fourth win at home this year. So the pitch misses down. The Crawdads took two out of the five games in Greensboro, had the sixth game washed out. Split a series with Jersey Shore here 2 weeks ago. So the pitch misses outside. Two ball, one strike count. Kendrick to the plate, misses outside. Luis Baez on deck for the tourist. Kendrick sets at the chest. The pitch misses down. A second walk in the inning. And that'll bring up Luis Baez. And just like that, Julio Valdez is going to come out and have a conversation with his young left-hander as the potential tying run is now at the plate, and there's a little stretching going on down in the bullpen. I shared with you folks, if you wanted to reach out to me on X or Twitter or send me an email, you can send your emails to me at brush@hickorycrawdads.com. Of course, when this game does come to a conclusion, whenever that happens, we'll have a post-game show. If you've got a question for me, you just want to say hello, you can reach out to me, brush@hickorycrawdads.com, or find me on X or Twitter at WhatsUpBRushPXP. Luis Baez will step to the plate. Baez in the game. He's 0 for 3. It's Kendrick. First pitch fastball at 94 on the outer third for strike one. John Garcia is the batter on deck. So this is quite honestly a guy that Kendrick really needs to get here. Baez swings and misses. Another fastball at 94 miles an hour. Baez is grounded out twice, and he's popped into foul ground to Quincy Scott. Here's the 0-2. That ball's going to be fouled against the screen. If Baez were to ground, hit into a ground ball, it could close out the ball game, which, if I'm being honest, wouldn't bother me in the least. Kendrick sets. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Just misses. And that's probably the most audible reaction we've gotten from anything going on with the Crawdads and the strike zone this evening. They really wanted that pitch. Here's the 1-2. Fastball. That's going to be hit down the right field line. Just foul. It's Baez missed a double by a couple feet. And that could have changed the complexion of this contest immensely. As we could have easily found ourselves in a 4-2 ball game with the potential tying run and scoring position. As it stands now, the count's still 1-2. Mitchell drops the sign. Kendrick sets, delivers, breaking ball, fouled off of Baez. Kendrick sets again. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Hit out to third easily with the backhand over to Blackwell. The throw to first, not in time. Jace Easley has been playing a phenomenal defensive third base this evening. And I think he was a little fortunate there as he had to back up on that one. I think he actually, when he made the throw, he had a foot in the outfield grass. He was able to get the out at second. Ben Blackwell on the relay over to first almost got Baez. It almost ended the game. As it stands, there's two down in the inning with runners at the corners. And that could have very well saved this inning in large part as Kendrick's first offering to John Garcia misses outside. If Easley doesn't come away with that baseball and it ends up in the left field corner, things get really tense here. Garcia swings and misses at 94. Count evens at 1-1. The crowd here wants to see a winner tonight. And the guys in the dugout really want to see a winner tonight. The 1-1. Cut on and missed. John Garcia down to his final strike. Kendrick one pitch away from picking up save number three on the season. Kendrick delivers. That ball fouled back this way. It's going to rattle up and around the concourse. Count stays at 1-2. Garcia takes time. Runners remain on the corners. Scott is playing basically in front of the runner over at first. Here's the pitch from Kendrick. Garcia checks it back to the screen. Kendrick, the sign from Mitchell. Here's the pitch. That ball fouled against the screen once more. Garcia aggressively attacking the pitches, staying alive. Williams takes his lead at third. Price over at first. Kendrick has the sign, sets, delivers. As the pitch misses down, going to second on the ball in the dirt. It's going to be Luis Baez, I should say. So now there's runners at second and third. And the count evens at 2-2. Again, the runner at second is not the tying run. Could get them within one, but Garcia's the focal point. The 2-2 misses outside. The count runs full. Pascanel Ferreras is on deck if Garcia reaches. Kendrick misses outside. The bases are loaded. Pascanel Ferreras steps to the plate. And that's going to be the end of the night for Larson Kendrick. So Jay Sullinger is going to come out and get the baseball. And we're going to take a timeout. We'll tell you who's coming on to try to finish this one off for the Crawdads as we continue on the ninth inning on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Johansi Morel is called in from the bullpen to try to close this one down for the Crawdads. Johansi Morel, 6 foot, 230-pound right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, came to the Rangers organization in a trade, 2022. Morel .563 ERA, no record, does have a save. That save came last Tuesday in the 5-4 extra inning win. Reds. He'll face off against Pasquinel Ferreras with the bases loaded and two outs. Morel, change up, cut on and missed. Morel with a bold changeup. Ferreras attacking, swung through it. Here's the 0-1. As that ball fell off the table at 85 miles an hour, 0-2 the count. Now the Crawdads fans are starting to feel it a little bit. It's the count now 0-2 with two outs in the inning. Morel looking for save number two on the year for himself. Everyone takes their lead on the respective bases. Morel, the 0-2. Cut on and missed. That's the ball game. The Crawdads win 4-1. As Johanse Morel gets the strikeout of Pasquinel Ferreras, they get their fourth home win of the year. They win 4-1 tonight over the Asheville Tourists. When we come back, we'll have the postgame show on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you. A 4-1 Hickory Crawdads win this evening. As I've got the happy numbers in front of me. We'll get to them just a second as part of the Crawdads postgame show. As the Crawdads move their overall record to 6-10 on the year, get their fourth win inside LP Franz Stadium. That'll set up the third matchup of the week tomorrow. We'll be on at 10:45 for an 11 o'clock first pitch between the Crawdads and the Tourists. Let's go ahead and take a look at the numbers. In a game that took 2 hours and 26 minutes to complete, Hickory Crawdads win. 4 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 7 left on. For the Asheville Tourists, 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. They left 5 on in the contest. Mitch Bratt gets his first win of the year. He goes to 1-1 on the season. Nick Swanson goes to 0-1 on the year. Johanse Morel gets his second save of the year as the Hickory Crawdads pick up the win on this Wednesday night. And this is how it went down. And there's three things really to discuss. Mitch Bratt is the first. This is a young man who came into this contest having thrown only 7 1/3 innings, came in with an 11-plus ERA. Those numbers are going to go down dramatically after this effort tonight. 6 innings, he scattered 3 hits, gave up 1 run. The 1 run was the one mistake that he made to John Garcia. John Garcia made him pay with a changeup that was up, didn't get in enough. Garcia made him pay. Solo shot gave Asheville the 1-0 lead. The offense responded. Now, again, This was not a juggernaut performance by the offense. But it was four runs, and it was some timely hitting. As they would score in the even-numbered innings tonight, the second, fourth, the sixth, and the eighth. As this club stole five bases again. It's the second consecutive night that they've stolen five bases. It's also the second consecutive night that they've out-hit the Asheville Tourist, who statistically came in as the best offense in the South Atlantic League. Tip of the cap to the bullpen. And the bullpen, after getting into the seventh inning, Mitch Bratt handed the ball over to Josh Gessner. Josh Gessner pitched a perfect seventh inning. Jackson Kelly pitched a perfect eighth inning. And Larson Kendrike, after walking the bases loaded in the ninth inning, handed the ball to Johanse Morel, and Morel faced one batter. It was Pascanel Ferreras, and he struck the batter out. And that was it. The Crawdads get the win. So what they were able to do on the base paths, being ultra-aggressive with the opportunities that they had, solid job there by the Crawdads. They got some timely hits. And then you look at some of the defensive plays that Jace Easley made this evening. Easley made a big play in the ninth inning and made a couple of plays earlier in the contest that really kind of set the tone for what he was going to bring to the table for this club. And it's something that Mitch Bratt definitely is going to congratulate Jace Easley with, as he helped this club defensively. It was all three pieces this evening. The offense doing enough in timely fashion, Mitch Bratt doing it on the bump, getting some help from the bullpen, Jace Easley and the rest of the defense making the plays that they needed to. It's the Crawdads get the 4-1 winning win this evening against the Asheville Tourist, as the series now split at a game apiece. Game three tomorrow, Education Day, as we'll be on the air at 10:45 on MILB.TV, the Bally's app, HickoryCrawdads.com. As I'm excited to bring the action to you, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight as the Crawdads come away a winner, 4-1 over the Asheville Tourist. We will see you tomorrow morning at 10:45 for an 11 a.m. first pitch. For Douglas LoCascio, Ashley Salinas, the entire crew here at LP Franz Stadium, this is Brian Rushing signing off. We'll see you tomorrow on the Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com.